Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. We begin with Amar Mar, which is six lines off the top of the Amud. Amar Mar. Let's go back for a moment and review the Braisa, which we started learning yesterday. It was based on a pasuk, Ubas ish kohen kisechel liznos. So we have a woman from a kohen family, daughter of a kohen, who is either engaged or already married, and she deviates, strays, betrays her husband, gets involved with a stranger, and by doing so degrades her family, degrades her father's status within the community. What's the consequence? What's the result? Ba'ish tisaref, she's upgraded to a more severe punishment of death by burning. Straight. Now, that's of course the conclusion, but until we get there, we'll have a journey. Amar Mar, the Braisa began with a question. How do we know that's the case? Perhaps when the pasuk speaks about Sreifa being applied to a Bas Koyen, maybe she was involved in desecrating Shabbos. I mean, it says Kisechel, right? She was Mechalel, she desecrated something. Amar Mar, Yochel Afilu, Chilul Shabbos, perhaps this applies to Chilul Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Chilul Shabbos Bas Skilahi. What do you mean? A person who's Mechalel Shabbos, he's deserving of Skila, not Sreifa. Amar Rava, no. Still, Hamani Rabbi Shimon, perhaps we're going like Rabbi Shimon. Right? It's clear that the Braisa we learned yesterday is going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Sreifa Chamura, he holds that Sreifa is on the highest rung, it's on top of the pyramid. It's the most severe form of Misa. So perhaps it would make sense to apply it to a Bas Kain, who's Mechalel Shabbos. She gets an upgrade from Sekila to Sreifa. Why? Why be machmir? Salkadai dechamini, perhaps I would say. Ha'il va'achmir b'hu rachmona b'kayhani. Since generally we find that the Torah added more obligations to kayhanim, more mitzvahs. The rabbi b'hu mitzvahs yisaders, they were given the privilege of doing more mitzvahs than ordinary Yisraelim. And perhaps because of that elevated status and enhanced sense of obligation, if she was Mechalel Shabbos, Tidin B'Sreifa, she should be getting the higher form of Misa, which is Sreifa. Kamash Malon. That's why we need the next part of the Pasuk, Yisechel Liznois, it's specific to a case of Znus, and not pertaining to Chilul Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, why would you think to discriminate between the men and the women? Why would you be more Machmer, more, deal more severely with the Kehenes? Who was Mechalel Shabbos over a Kohen who was Mechalel Shabbos? Maishna Minei Didei, why would she be different than him? Why would she get Sreifa, which he wouldn't? Says the Gemara, perhaps I would think, this is all coming to explain the original notion, right? Ultimately, it's not so, but I would think, Ihu, the man, the Kohen man, the male, the Ishtari Le Shabbos Le Gabi Avoida, since we find some form of leniency applied to a Kohen pertaining to serving the Mikdash. He does Shechita, he does burning on the Mizbeach. He has leeway when it comes to Shabbos. Right? So even on Shabbos, he can do Avoida, despite the fact that it entails Chilul Shabbos. So perhaps there would also be reason to be more lenient on him when he actually desecrates the Shabbos unnecessarily. He gets only a Skila. But the woman Kayan, he, Kiva, who doesn't serve in the Mikdash, doesn't have that leniency. Since Shabbos is not mutter for her in any form or fashion, Amos, or perhaps if she desecrates the Shabbos, Tida and Bistrefa, she gets the higher form of punishment, Sreifa. That's what I would think, if not for the Pasuk informing us otherwise, Komash Malon. Now the Braisa continues. Who says we're speaking about a married woman who deviates? Maybe even an unmarried woman. Unmarried, unengaged, the Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. Yochel afilu penuya, asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Halizna is ksiv, the pasuk speaks about znus, and znus, Rashi explained. The term znus pertains to somebody deviating, straying from her relationship, betraying her husband or fiancé. So how could you suggest that it's a penuya? Answer, because Rabbi Lazar says, even a panoy, an unmarried man, habala penuya, gets involved physically with an unmarried woman, shalishim isha, not for the sake of marriage, That experience constitutes znus as well. It's deviating from the path, asa zayna. And turns her into a zayna with respect to disqualifying her from marrying a kohen. In any case, we see that even this type of circumstance is labeled as znus. Now, think likewise. Sreifa is applied to a kohenis in this manner, and the point is no. It's only if she had been engaged at the time or married.
Well,
the Gemara yesterday challenged the notion that we're speaking about Aviya to connect her to the other Aviya. We're speaking about an engaged woman. Maybe the point of Aviya is to indicate that the experience involved her father. She was involved physically with her father as opposed to another man, and that's why she gets this rave. Ella Hitzis Kol Adam. Ella Mainivus. What do you mean to say? Let's be specific. She's in some Yaviyah. She got involved with her father. And therefore, the Pasuk says, the Bas Kayan, being on an elevated status, she gets rave. Then why is that specific to a Bas Kayan? We know that any person, even a Bas Yisrael, in a similar circumstance, with her father, gets rave. So what would be the chiddush to give Sreifa to Bas Kohen who was involved with her father? I mean, that's standard fare for anybody with her father. My Yuri Bas Kohen, I feel Bas Yisrael Nam. As Rabbi taught us, Amarli Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avadimi, we have a Gzer Rashav, double Gzer Rashav Asya Heina Heina, we connect to Pesukim Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima, to tell you a father with her daughter gets Sreifa. So what's the point of singling out a Bas Kohen for Sreifa in this type of case? Yitzchak, there is a point here. I would think, perhaps I would think, just the opposite. I would go the other way. I would take the opposite approach. If in fact that is the correct interpretation of this pasuk, that what? That a Bas Kohen getting involved with her father gets Sreifa, that would pretty much undo Rava's halacha. That even a Bas Yisrael gets Sreifa with her father. No, Medigal Rachman and Bas Kohen. I would say, since the Torah is megala for us, that only a Bas Kohen with her father gets Sreifa and not a Bas Yisrael, that would undo Rava's notion that even a Bas Yisrael gets Sreifa. Kamashmon, that's what I would think. Kamashmon, the point of the Pasuk is no. We're not speaking about her involvement with her father. That's not the case here. She was involved with a stranger, and it just affects her father. She degrades her father. It's Mechal, the father. And that's why she gets her Sreifa. And the Brisa continues. The term Bas Kohen perhaps is limited to a Bas Kohen who married somebody on her level, which allows her to maintain her elevated status and connection to her father's lineage, in which case if she strays, she gets strafe. What if she marries a Levi, a Yisroel? In which case she loses somewhat of her privileges of Truma. She can't have Truma while she's married to him or she has a kid from him. Or furthermore, she married somebody she wasn't supposed to. A mamzer, right? A guy. What happens there? So in that case, perhaps she loses somewhat of her kahuna status because she's no longer eligible to marry a kohen. So perhaps she loses that identity and she no longer has this severe treatment, this sreif. Bas Kohen, ainly elish nisus l'kohen, perhaps Sreifa to a Bas Kohen is limited to a Bas Kohen who married a Kohen, in which case she maintains her elevated status. What if nisus l'levi, elisro, l'evit kechav, meluch chalol, chalol, someone was born from a Kohen marrying a divorcee or whatever, l'nosin, l'mamzer, menayim, what about those marriages? Tamad loymar, bas yish Kohen, afo b'shein kehenes. As long as she's a daughter of a Kohen, even if she herself somewhat lost her kuhuna status, the same sreifa applies. Question. You're indicating that if she marries these people, she's not a kohen? She's not a bas kohen anymore? Mishum de'insabaluhu lahan, just because she married these individuals. La bas kohen-i, she's not a bas kohen? Why would I think she's a vesud? Next question. Midi kohenes l'kohen ksiv? Since when does the pasuk indicate that it's specific to a kohenes marrying a kohen? Why would I think that makes any difference who she married? Sagla Tachmina, yes, there is a point. I would think he's Seichel Liznais. Omer Rachmano. Look at the pasuk. Seichel is a lashon of chilul. She degraded her status through this experience. Omer Rachmano. Hanamil, perhaps this is limited to a case where Heicha Dekamaschel HaHashta, when this experience with the stranger generated her first experience of chilul, because she was perfectly pristine until that point. Aval ho, but in these cases, kibun ko maschol becoming mikor, since she's already degraded by the very circumstance of her marriage. Davar maz, we have the pasuk, hu mas koyin ki si elish zar. If a bas koyin marries a stranger, and we learn from there ki kibun sheniva lo apostle apostle, once she marries to a, she gets involved physically with a apostle, it affects her as well, so she lost somewhat of her status. That's regarding the mamzer, etc. Even the Levi Yisrael nam, if she marries an upstanding man, a Levi Yisrael, that also affects her somewhat. Regarding teruma, right? V'shava al beis avia kinureah. Pasuk says if she is released from her marriage and goes back home without any kids, of course she gets back to the teruma. But mechlal d'chi'isa gabe, apparently when she's still with him, lo yachla, she can't have teruma. So perhaps in all these situations, whether she married a Levi or Yisrael, which discontinues her truma, or suspends her truma access, or certainly a mamzer or nasin, which affect her forever. So perhaps in these cases, perhaps she will not have the aloch of streifa. Kamash, when the point of the bride says yes, even in these cases, she still has streifa, because she's the daughter of a kohen. That stays. Now, this very point is udalek Rameir. It's not consistent with Rameir, who says that once a bas kohen marries out, marries an inappropriate individual like a chalal, a mamzer, that affects her status to the point that she loses the halacha of sreifa. The sanya, as we learned in the braisa, which actually covers sreifa, and also the idea of a repayment for eating teruma inadvertently, which typically involves principal plus, you know, the fifth, the 20%, 25%. So a kohen is not responsible for the chaymish. What about a bas kohen who eats truma, the sanya, the snan? Bas kohen shnisses liyisrael, a woman from a kohen family married Israel, and at that state, in that state, she ate truma b'shoigig b'achla truma mishalemes as a keren. She has to repay the keren, but not the chaymish. Ve'ena mishalemes as a chaymish, because she's still considered a kohenes, and the pasuk which requires a chaymish is only for a non kohen, a zar, which she does not, that label which she does not yet have. However, and likewise, if she strays at this point, she gets strayfa like an ordinary bas kohen. However, says Rameir, nisas le'echad min apsulin, but if she married somebody's, you know, unbefitting, like the mamzer, like the cholal, mishalemes keren v'chaymish, so at this point, she has lost her elevated status. If she eats truma, she has to pay like anybody else, keren and chaymish. Umisasa b'chenek, here's a punchline, if she deviates, if she strays from her husband, she gets chenek like an ordinary bas yisrael. Divrei, whose sheet is that, Rabbi Meir? Unlike our conclusion earlier, which follows the chachamim, the chachamim aimrim, a bas kohen remains a bas kohen, remains a bas kohen. Zu b'zu, whether she married this one or that one, mishalom is keren v'lei chaymish, you skip the chaymish, misasim b'streifa, and streifa is applied. Now we're at the final line of that braisa, which we started yesterday, and analyzing today. So the final line goes like this. It's a bit of a cryptic riddle line, which we're going to try to decipher. Rabbeinu Omer, Esaviya b'streifa, Eschamiya b'skila. What does that mean? With her father, it's streifa. With her father-in-law, it's skila. My Esaviya v'Eschamiya. What does it mean? Esaviya v'Eschamiya. What does that mean? She was physically involved with them. Ilei me'Esaviya means she committed nus with her father, me'Aviya. Result is streifa. Abas kohen, right? Result is streifa. V'eschamiya means with her father-in-law, mechamiya. Result is skila. Now, why is that exclusive to abas kohen? That's universal. Father with daughter is streifa. Father-in-law with daughter-in-law is skila. My area abas kohen. Why focus on abas kohen? It's not special to abas kohen. I feel abas yisrael nami, an ordinary woman as well. Bitoi is b'streifa. And v'kalosek, that means daughter-in-law b'skila. So what does it mean to say? Ella rather means like this. Esaviya doesn't mean with her father, it means in her father's domain. It's another way of saying while she was merely engaged, in an engaged state. At that point, if she strays and gets involved with another man, v'rshusaviya, then she gets streifa. V'eschamiya means if she's past that stage, if she's already with her father-in-law, which means she's married, fully married. At that point, if she's mezana, she gets sekila, v'rshuschamiya b'skila. Now, this formula, that a bas kohen who deviates during engagement gets streifa, deviates during marriage, gets skila, that's inconsistent with any shita that we had yesterday regarding the status and punishment applied to a bas kohen. We had two shitas, Rabbanon, who say a married bas kohen gets upgraded to sreifa, but a bas kohen who's an arusa, merely engaged, sticks to the old punishment of skila. So certainly this formula is not going to be consistent with that. And then we have Rabbi Shimon, who says all across the board sreifa, arusa gets sreifa, Nesua bas kohen gets sreifa, right? That certainly won't match up with this. Come on, Ikar Rabbon. Is it like the Rabbon HaAmri? They hold Nesua yatzas l'sreifa, v'li arusa. Bas kohen who is a Nesua is upgraded to sreifa, but not arusa. Ikar Rabbi Shimon. Are we going like Rabbi Shimon? Well, he says all across the board, bas kohen always gets sreifa. Amar achas arusa, achas Nesua b'sreifa. Whether you're engaged or married, if you deviate, gets sreifa. Again, doesn't match up with the Brisa of Rabbi Lezer. Now, actually, we have a third shita introduced right now regarding the status and punishment of a bas kohen. He goes the other way. He says only an arusa bas kohen gets reifa, but not an asua. She gets chenek like a regular bas yisrael. Be careful, Rabbi Shmuel. Going to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar. He goes the other way. Arusa yatzas the reifa. A bas kohen who is merely engaged and then deviates gets reifa. V'lein asua, but if she's married, she doesn't get reifa. She gets chenek. So as Chamiya, if she's with her father-in-law, meaning she's already married, chenek, or she gets chenek, that's totally inconsistent with the Braisa, which says skila. So we're sort of stuck. What is Rabbi Lezer saying? Es aviya bisreifa, es Chamiya biskila. Shalach Ravin. So Ravin sent an answer, Mishmei, the name of the Rabbi Shabbachanina. Kach yatzah shal mishnanzu. Let me explain to you the Braisa. This is the way it works. Lo'ilm k'rabbanon. We are on the Rabbanon's track. Again, Rabbanon hold that Ibas Koyin, Arusa gets skila. Arusa, like a regular Arusa Bas Yisrael, and a Bas Kohen Nesua gets Reifa. Lo'en Krabbana, that's the Shita we're following here. Vachikam in the Braisa means like this. Sort of presenting a very simple halacha in a riddle form, so you really remember it. When it says, Esaviyah Bas Reifa, it's sort of symbolic terms. Kol Shula Mata. Any circumstance, any deviation, any znus, which would typically, in an ordinary situation involving, you know, a Bas Yisrael, which would typically generate a Misa which is below, whose severity is below the level of the Misa which would apply if one gets involved with her father, which is Sreifa. So something which is below that, a circumstance which generates a Misa below that. Kol Shulamat Misa Saviyah. What is that alluding to? Who gets something less than Sreifa? Who? A Bas Yisrael, who's married and deviates. At that point, she gets Chenek. That's below Sreifa. Umayniu. Who's that referring to? Nusua Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael who's married, who strays. Because in that case, Dilu Nusua Bas Yisrael, she gets merely Chenek, which is a relatively light Misa B'Chenek. So basically, it's another way of saying deviation during marriage. If it involves a kohenes, hacha, here by misas avia b'sreifa, here by a kohenes, it's upgraded. She gets sreifa, which is a similar misa, which is exact misa, like she would get, like anybody would get, during mezana with her father. So basically, it's another way of saying a bas kohen who deviates during marriage gets sreifa, in a pretty short form. That's the first part of the statement. The second part, which is es chamiya b'skila, is differentiating. It's coming to tell us that a bas kohen who's merely engaged, will not get sreifa, will only get skila. Kol sheila malam misa savia, any circumstance, any deviation, which typically, if involving a regular Bas Yisrael, would generate a misa above avia. Avia means the misa one gets when involving with father, which is sreifa. Above that is skila, of course. What circumstance generates something more severe than sreifa? Umayniya, what is that? Arusa Bas Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael who deviated during engagement, which gets skila, the ilu arusa bas yisrael ba'alma, typically that generates biskila. Hacha, here by the bas kohen, it stays with skila, but misas chamiya biskila, even a bas kohen sticks to that misa, which is skila, which is incidentally identical to the misa that one would experience if they get involved with their father-in-law, right? That generates skila. So basically it's another way of saying, although a bas kohen earns sreifa, she deviates during marriage, but she deviates during engagement, it's merely skila. It's higher. It's more than that. It's skila. Skila is higher than sreifa. So basically, this was a very cryptic way of saying a You know, pretty straightforward halacha. Shitas Rabbanon, which is Bas Kohen gets Shreifa, provided it's Nesuin, but if it's doing Erusin, she gets Skila. Maskevla Rav Yirmiyah. Where do you see this whole thing in the simple wording of Rav Lezer? Above, below, upgrade, downgrade. Midila Mala, Lamatak Tani. Where does the, where do you see an allusion to these up and down, above, below? Midila Mala, Lamatak Tani. Elo, Rav Yirmiyah. Let me give you the correct shot of the Ibrahim. When Rav Lezer says, Esaviyah Besreifa, Beschomiyah Beskila, means like this. Lo'ilam, Rabbi Shmuel. The Brisa is following Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Again, what is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? Let's just recap. Rabbi Shmuel holds. A Bas Kohen gets Reifa, provided she's an Arusa. But if she's an Asua, she gets the regular punishment, which is Chenek. Vachi Kamen, the Brisa means like this. Esavia. Esavia doesn't mean she got involved with her father. It means Brishusavia, while under the care of her father, meaning she was merely engaged. At that point, the Bas Kohen deviates, and she gets Reifa, Bisreifa. Ve'eschomiyah, part two of the statement, means like this. Ve'eschomiyah, while she's already in the state of chomiyah, she's already with her father-in-law, she's married to her husband, and mechomiyah, her involvement, her physical involvement was with her father-in-law himself. So those two things come together with skila to create skila. Because that's the punishment given when there is a connection between father-in-law and daughter-in-law. Now, of course, at that state in life, when she's married, if she deviates with somebody else, she gets chenek like a regular Bas Yisrael. So again, we're going like Rabbi Shmuel. A Bas Kohen is only singled out for a Sreifa if she's merely engaged. But when she's married, she gets regular punishment, unless she happened to be involved with her father-in-law himself. Whereas that creates Skila. Amar Rav. So basically, we've split the sentence into two. First part, Esavia means Berusha Savia. Second part means Eschamiyah with her father-in-law means she deviated with her father-in-law. She was in his domain and deviated with him. Amarava midi maishna. How could you split the sentence into two and give different, you know, translations, different meanings to the same word? Oy idi vidi mamish. Pick your choice. Either the words Esaviyah and the words Eschamiyah means literally they were, she was involved with them personally. Or alternatively, it just means in their domain. Engaged versus married. Idi bi idi rishus. How could you say es avia means the father's rishus, but es chamia means in his rishus and physically involved with him? That's inconsistent. Elam Rav, let me tell you the correct shot in the price. Loyalan kibshim. When Rav Lezer says es avia b'sreifa, and es chamia b'skila is going with Shitas Rav Shimon, who holds all across the board, Sreifa. A Bas Kohen, whether she's engaged or married, she gets Sreifa. But Rav Lezer picked and chose. Because Savar Rav Lezer, who was the author of this statement, took a slightly different approach. He says, you know what, I agree that an Arusa Bas Kohen goes up to Sreifa. Typically, an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, according to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is Mochamer, we upgrade to Sreifa. But it stops there. If a Bas Kohen is married and then does Nus, she doesn't go to Sreifa. She gets upgraded from the standard Chenek to Skila, one upgrade from, you know, coach to business, not up to first class. Len Kerb Shem, Kresar, Blazer, Blazer, Hoz, and Suha Karusa, we compare the exception made by a married Bas Kohen to the exception made to a engaged Bas Kohen, Nesuah Karusa, Ma Arusa, just like by the Arusa, Chad Darga Maskinla, we only lift her one step, we only elevate her, upgrade her one level, one notch up, Miskila Sreifa, from the standard Skila applied to a Bas Yisrael to the Sreifa to a Kohen, Bas Kohen, Af Nesuah, same thing with a married Bas Kohen, we don't bump her up two levels, Chad Darga Maskinla, we only upgrade her one level, instead of the standard Chene given to a Bas Yisrael. Under those circumstances, we pick her up to Skila, Mechanek Skila. That's what the Brisa means. That's what Rav Lezer meant to say. While she's still engaged, Esavia, she gets Sreifa. Eschomiyah, once she's married, even though she's a Bas Kohen, she's merely going to get Skila. One level up from Mechanek. Mask of the Rav Chanina, I don't understand. Hor idi vi idi, you've got Rav Shimon, you have to adopt Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, how idi vi idi, Rav Shimon b'Sreifa come. Rav Shimon holds on both. marriage and engaged, you get Sreifa. And there's no source to this, you know, to differentiate between the two. I mean, either if you're going to Rabbi Shimon, you got to go all the way. Because he holds out the Pasuk. Applying Sreifa to Bas Koyin is universal. Engaged or married. You can't come up with a new pshat, a new sheet. Okay, so we're sort of stuck. Elam Ravina says, Ravina, I'm going to come help you. Loyal Rabbanon, this statement of Rabbi Lezer is following the Rabbanon. Who say, a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa if she's married. She gets skila if she's merely engaged. And we have to switch around the words of the Bryce to match it up. Ve'ifach, we'll switch it around. And this is the correct reading of the Bryce. Rabbi Lezer says, Esavia, while she's with her father, she's engaged, beskila. Deviation at that point generates skila. Veschamiya besreifa, once she's married, she's advanced to marriage, she deviates at that point, she gets sreifa. That's fully consistent with the Rabbanah Shita. We just switched around the sentence to make it work. Now, it comes an interesting question. Why are we even referencing the father and the father-in-law? Just say, engaged or married. Ba'ad ka'amar saviyah, sircha ba'al monakat, on account of the Lashon and the Pasuk, which makes mention of the father, saviyah mechalala, so we picked that Lashon. But of course, it's a pretty straightforward halacha. We're simply stating the Shita's Rabbanon, which is that a Bas Koyin, who does this while engaged, gets skila, while married, gets sreifa. Okay, so basically, if we just want to summarize, we have three opinions regarding a Bas Koyin getting sreifa. Pasuk says, Bas Koyin, ki seiche liznois, asaviyah mechalelas, beish tesaref, she deviates, she gets sreifa. When? What state is she in? Is she married? Is she engaged? Rabbi Shimon says, irrelevant. All across the board, marriage, engaged, she gets reifa. Rabbanan say only married, Bas Koyin gets reifa, Arusa gets skila, and Rabbi Yishmael goes the other way. Arusa, Bas Koyin gets reifa, Nesua gets merely chanek. And we dwelled on the seemingly cryptic statement of Rabbi Lezer in the end of the Braisa, Esavia bis reifa, Eschamia bis skila, and we had several pshat. We started with Rabban in the name of Reis Rechanina, that is going like the Rabbanon, and he worked the Lashon accordingly, and we concluded it was Ravina, who likewise attached it to the Rabbanon, but he switched the Lashon to make it work. Amar Rav Nachman, so which approach is correct, which interpretation is right? Amar Ravua, Amar Rav, Halacha, the correct approach, the Halacha is Kedushalach Ravin, like the first Pshat, Mishmei Reis Rechanina. That's the correct Pshat in the Brais. Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchas HaMashiach, why are you presenting Halachas for matters that don't really pertain nowadays? We don't apply Misa today, it's not a Bezin, so why even discuss it? I'm only Abayis. Abayi responds, what do you mean? If that's the case, then close down half of Shas. El Mi'ata, if you're only going to learn practical halachas, Shchitas Kachim. What about Zvachim and Menachis? Listen, don't discuss it. Don't spend time on Mesechas Zvachim. Karbanis, who does Karbanis today? Hilchas L'Mashiach, halachas pertain to Mashiach. So apparently, the fact that we do spend time, in fact, we spend a lot of time. In fact, there's an extra focus on those halachas because Ela Droish V'Kabal Schar, you're meant to learn these halachas and get Hashem's reward for learning Hashem's Torah. And actually, there's a special reason to learn halachas of Karbanis nowadays because that's the way we connect to it. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches, I believe in the end of Menachos, if one immerses himself in these halachas, it says, oh, he brought those Karbanis. So if we can't bring it, at least let's learn it. Here as well, regarding our topic of discussion, we can't carry out these halachas today, but at most we can learn it. At best we can be drosh v'kabal schar. So what's the problem? El hachika amri. No, that's not what I meant to say. He didn't mean to question why we're learning these halachas. Why do you use that language, hilchasa, lamali? Why even say halacha in this type of context? It's not a halachic discussion. It's a question of who authored the last line of the Braisa? Whose sheet is it following? We're not trying to introduce new things. We're trying to interpret the Braisa, that's all. That's not a halachic question. We want to know what Rabbi Lezer meant. Whose sheet was he following? That's all. Hechas alamli, sugi de shmaita. Halachic kamar, sugi means the flow of our discussion. Halacha kamar. Why use the term halacha? It's just a question of interpretations and, you know, an application. It's not a question of halacha here. So when Mashiach comes and we'll have Tchiyas HaMeisim, says Rashi, we'll ask Rav Elazar what he meant. Okay, continues the Gemara. My Rabbi Shmuel made reference to a third sheet regarding the status of the Bas Koyin and when she gets her strafe. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that only an Arusa does and not an Nesua. The Sanya, we have a Braisa, which presents his sheet. Bas Ish Koyin Ki Secha Liznais, right? Famous pasuk. V'na'ara v'yarusa kasa medabra. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Torah is very specific. We're speaking about a na'ara, between 12 and 12 and a half years old, who's also engaged. And at that point, a strafa is applied if she deviates from her fiancé. Alto ima benara v'yarusa, you're maintaining that it's specific to this stage. O'yeinoi ella afilo b'nesua, perhaps it applies even to a married bas kohen. She also gets strafa. Tamo loymar, ish, asher yinaf, es eishes re'ehu, mois yumas hanoyef ani ofes. This is a general pasuk. Person gets involved with a married woman, they get misa. Now, hakoil, all types of women, a kohen woman, Israelis, married, engaged, hoyu b'chlal hanoyef ani ofes. They were seemingly covered by this pasuk, involved in immoral behavior. And the consequence is chenek, right? Then the pasuk comes and extracts a bas yisrael who was an arusa. She gets bumped up from chenek to skila. And likewise, the Torah makes an exception for a bas koyin. A bas koyin b'strefa. A bas koyin in a similar circumstance gets strefa. We're going to compare the two exceptions and learn that we limit it only to an arusa. Just like when the Torah sets aside a bas yisrael, pulls her out of chenek and applies skila l'skila. Who's that to? Arusa v'lo nesua, specific to an engaged bas yisrael, not a married bas yisrael, as the pasuk clearly says. So, afke shahitzi akosef bas koyin l'strefa. Likewise, when the Torah applies a special punishment to bas koyin, takes her away from chenek, gives a strefa, it's limited to an arusa v'lo nesua. There you go. So, according to Bishmol, Sreifa by Bas Koyin is limited to an Arus. And likewise, we have some more exceptions here. Zomim Meho, Ubayalot, as we discussed yesterday. We have Edim Zomim who tried to frame this Bas Koyin, give her the Sreifa because of what she allegedly did, and turned out they were falsifiers. Typically, Edzomim gets imposed on himself what he endeavored to impose on his hapless victim. In this case, you would think it's Sreifa. No, he doesn't get Sreifa. Likewise, Ubayalot, the man who got involved with this Arusa, you would think they were covered by the pasuk which says, return to them what they attempted to impose on their victim. That's what you would think. Well, hold it, says the Gemara. One side, before we continue, pause. Boyala, my kashazamim ika. Kashazamim doesn't apply to the man who got involved with this woman. He's not a zayim. Ella, rather, let's fix up the Bryce. Ella zayim mea b'chal misas boyala. What the Bryce meant to say is that we know from yesterday that Sreifa is only to the woman, the Bas Koyin, who deviated. The man who was involved in that episode doesn't get Sreifa. He gets a standard punishment. Let's say if she was engaged, he gets Skila. If she was married, he gets Chenek. So, Zoymimeha b'chal mises b'yela. The Brisa is indicating to us that the Zoymimim of a Bas Koyin, so despite the fact that they attempted to impose Sreifa on her, b'chal mises b'yela, they don't get that punishment. They get the same punishment identical to the b'yel. So if she was engaged, they get the skila. Otherwise, they get the chenek. Why? Mishum shenemar, asisim lekashazamim, lasis la'achiv le'lachoisei. We apply to them what they attempted to do to their brother. But if she was a woman, in which case, her punishment would be strefa. They don't go there. They get standard punishment. Divrei Bishmol. That's Bishmol Shita, which sums up the first part of the brayse. So again, according to Rishmol, what pertains to us is that a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa only if she was an Arusa. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva, Oymer, Achas Arusa, Achas Nesua, yes, it's a Sreifa. Don't limit it to an Arusa. A Bas Koyin gets Sreifa whether she's an Arusa or Nesua. Yochla Filu Pnuya, or perhaps I will extend it even further to an unmarried woman. Unengaged, unmarried. No, that's going too far. As we had yesterday, we had the Gzeira Shava. It only applies to somebody with some connection to a man, some form of relationship, whether engaged or married. Nemar Kanavia, we have the Lashon Avia over here. Benam Elahalam, by the other case of a Bas Yisrael, who was an Arusa, who did notice we have the Lashon Avia as well. We connect the two, Malahalam, just like over there. She had to be engaged. Znus imzika sabal. She deviated, but was within the framework of a zika sabal, which means some connection to her husband or future husband. Afkan here as well, by the sreifa to a bas koin, it's specific to a case of either engaged or married. Znus imzika sabal. Amar Bishmol, so Bishmol turned to Rabbi Kiva. You know, if you're going to connect a bas koin to a regular arusa bas Yisrael, to exempt a penuya and say an unmarried woman is not included, so go all the way. Ma lahalan, just like by the Bas Yisrael, the pasuk they were speaking about Nara, the Arusa, she was a Nara and Arusa, and not married. Afkan here as well, by Sreifa to Bas Koin, limited to a Nara, the Arusa, not a Nesua. Why are you applying Sreifa to a Nesua? What right do we have to do that? Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva responded, Yishmol Achim, my brother, my dear brother Yishmol, let me explain to you where I'm coming from. You're right. The Gzeir Hashav itself would not allow me to apply Sreifa to a Bas Koin who's married. But there's another source. Bas Ubas. Remember, there's an extra Vav there. It says Ubas, and I expound on that. And therefore, I allow myself to cover a Bas Koin Nesuav to Sreifa. Amar Leis, Rishmo responded. You know, that's ironic. V'chim v'pnei sh'ata derish Bas Ubas, noitzei zug l'sreifa, just because you're adding, you're focusing on the Vav, that justifies taking this woman to Sreifa. Look, im mashma lahavis anesua, if the lashon ubas is sufficient to include any sua, hevi gamisa is a pnuya. You know what? Extend it to a pnuya as well, unmarried woman. Give her a strefa. Vim mashma lahavis a pnuya. But if you're going to look at the gzera shava, which tells you to exempt a pnuya from strefa, then exempt a married woman as well, because the gzera shava connects you to a case of bas yisrael who's an arusa. Hoitzi gamisa is an asua. Exempt in a suah as well, because she's not similar to the arusa. So basically, either or. Either include everybody, the pnuya as well, or exclude everybody except for narusa. So what's his response? It says, the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, who included a nesuah to strefa, but not a pnuya, that's because ahani gzeirah shava, limuti pnuya. On the one hand, he had a gzeirah shava, connecting the baskoyin to a narusa, which pretty much tells you a pnuya, a woman who's totally not involved with a man, is not covered by this, you know, this discussion. So on the one hand, we exempt something, but we do include something as well. Vahani, bas u bas, but the extra vav of the word bas accomplishes an extension, does cover l'rabas and asua, allows us to include a nesua bas koin for strefa. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, who didn't quite accept it, because he didn't look at it this way. He misunderstood. He didn't quite understand where Rabbi Kiva was coming from. Savar, he figured, midika amarle bas u bas. The fact that Rabbi Kiva responded with the extra vav of the bas indicated that he was reversing shema mina hadar be migzera shava. He thought mistakenly that Rabbi Kiva was canceling the migzera shava. He didn't realize that he was coming with both sources. So if bas ubas is coming to expand and extend it all the way. Not only include a nesua, include a pnuya as well. And that was the basis for his question. But Rabbi Kiva would respond by saying, no, I have an in and I have an out. I have an expansion, I have a restriction. Bas ubas is an expansion to cover a bas koi nesua as well. And the gzera shava excludes a pnuya. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel for a moment. Hai bas ubas madorish bay. Up until now, he didn't really do much with the extra vav of ubas. What does he do with it? What does he apply it to? Right, every letter in the Torah is holy, is weighty. What's the purpose of this vav? He has something to apply it to. In Beilik Tani Avuhi, the Shmuel Bar Abin. It's required for the halacha taught by the father of Shmuel Bar Abin, as follows. Vishmatzinu. We find regarding the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, we're off to a totally different topic. Shechilik hakosav b'schorim. We find when it comes to male kohanim, there's a difference. If you're an unblemished kohen, you can serve; otherwise, you can't serve. Bein tmimim lebalimum yochel nachlek. We may say perhaps the daughters are affected by their father's blemish as well. Father is a tamim, unblemished; his daughter remains a kaddish. If the father is a balmum, his daughter loses that status as well. She's like a Bas Yisrael regarding the halachas of Znus, Sreifa, and all that. Tamalema Basu Bas, that's what I would think. The extra Vav of Ubas tells you no, cover even these types of cases. Even a daughter of a Baal Mum retains her status, and she is Zana, she gets Sreifa. And that's what the Vav is coming from, according to Rishma. Rabbi Akiva, now Rabbi Akiva already used this Vav for something else. How does he know this point? Pasuk says that the Kehanim, Amakriv, Vayu Kodesh is an extra expression to tell you that even if a Kohen gets a mum and he can't do service in the Beis Hamikdash, but his daughter maintains her elevated status and she commits nus, she gets Sreifa. So he comes from that Pasuk to teach you this halach. For Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't suffice with that Pasuk. He says, "Imahi." If only from that pasuk, I mean, I would say, "Hanimili inu." Yeah, but Hayu Kodesh means that a kohen who's a Baal Mum does not lose his kedusha; he must adhere to all the halachas of kahuna. Aval bnei yisrael, but their daughters, no lie, perhaps next generation loses its status in this type of case. Kamashmon, that's why the pasuk comes ubas kohen to teach us. No, they retain their status as well. Okay, one final question. It says the word Rabbi Shmuel. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he derived his halacha from his formula. He didn't need the gzera shava. So what does he do with the extra words? Ha'esaviyah himchaleles, my darish bey. What does he do with the esaviyah, which provided that gzera shava? What does he use it for? Boile, look at the sanya. It's needed for something else. Ha'yer Rameo, Eimer Rameo used to teach us. Mata munloimar, esaviyah himchaleles. What's the point of this pasuk? The father gets affected by her behavior, by her conduct. How does that happen? The Torah is instructing us to lower our regard for her father who raised her, raised the woman who behaved this way, something faulty in the upbringing. Esaviyah Mechalelas teaches us, Shimahayu Noyigam by Kodesh, if the father of this Kehenis was treated with Kodesh, which means to say, he had high regard, high status, because we know a Kohen is given the first Aliyah, etc., up until now. Going forward, we degrade him, he loses that status. If he was respected until now, at this point, we don't give him the same level of respect, we give him bezayin, and we actually tell him, we apply an error, we curse the father who bore this child, who raised the child, who had this type of offspring. Amar Rav Ashi, it's a big chiddush. We sort of, regard the father in this way. Keman karinon, Rishia bar Rishia. So according to whose opinion? Are we allowed to give a label, Rishia bar Rishia, Rasha, the son of Rasha? Afil Rishia bar Tzadika, even if he's a Rasha, the son of a Tzadik, we sort of relate to the father in the same way. We call the father, we sort of identify the son with the father. Whose shita is this? Keman ki aitanas, like this Tana. Remeir. Rabbi Bas Kohen. Shazinsa. It affects her father's status. And he gets these titles. Even though really, on his own, perhaps he wouldn't be deserving of this downgrade. Okay, so in summary, we had an interesting daf. We had discussion of Rabbi Bas Kohen. Shazinsa. Torah applies Sreifa. We have three shitas. Rabbi Shimon says in all cases, Arusa and Nesua. Sreifa is applied. According to Rabban, only by Nesua, and Arusa gets Skila. According to Rabbi Shmuel, which was pretty much the end of our discussion here, based on the Psukim here, based on these formulas, Rabbi Shmuel holds the other way around, and Arusa Kohen gets, Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa, but a Nesua Bas Kohen does not get Sreifa, she gets the regular punishment, which is Chenek. We went through the entire Braisa, we began with a suggestion that perhaps Sreifa by Bas Kohen applies to Chilul Shabbos, we explained why we would think so, we discussed interesting machlekas. Let's say she marries somebody inappropriate. Does she lose her status, in which case it affects this whole halacha? Or does she maintain the sreifa status, machlekas, or meir, and rabbanon? And we endeavor to properly interpret the last phrase of that braisa, blezo ema esavia besreifa, eschamia beskila, several explanations, and we concluded with the halacha, hilchas el mashicha, that the first pshat is the correct pshat, and concluded the importance of raising the mechanech children properly, lest the parents be blamed for the children's deviations. Shul have atzlacha in everything, including chinuch of our families. Amen, Keni Rotzen. All the best.